On May 4th, Grant and the Army of the Potomac crossed the Rapidan River at Germanna and Ely's forts and began moving south. He hoped to steal a march on Lee, proceeding quickly through the dense thicket of the wilderness, and then turn Lee's right flank on the east to force him into a fight out in the open, where the numerical advantage of Grant's 118,000 soldiers and 316 artillery pieces would make the difference. Sharp had already estimated from his intelligence sources that Lee's army numbered about 70,000 soldiers, which was about 5,000 under the total Lee actually had. In this highly fluid situation, Sharp's spies had only limited intelligence on the area south of the Rapidan, but they provided what they could of Confederate movements that day and the next. Grant still did not know exactly where all of Lee's forces were. Grant's force plunged into the wilderness nonetheless, hoping to beat Lee in a race to more maneuverable ground outside it. In Grant's mind, the only important information he needed was that Lee's army would face him south of the Rapidan. The Union commander who let Meade make the tactical decisions did not believe he needed to know much more for the broader decisions he would make. Unlike McClellan, Grant did not intend to dawdle until he had every scrap of intelligence in hand and lose the initiative. Lee allowed Grant to cross the Rapidan unmolested, but then rushed his army east to meet him May 5th inside the heart of the wilderness, where the Union advantage in troop numbers and artillery was negated by the tangled woods and poor visibility. For 2 days they fought viciously in a confused and frenzied battle that amounted to a bloody draw. Musket shots and exploding shells touched off wildfires that burned to death some of the wounded lying on the ground. Grant suffered about 18,000 casualties, compared to some 11,000 for Lee, whose wounded included Longstreet with a bullet in his shoulder. But unlike Hooker the year before, Grant did not let the slaughter scare him back across the Rapidan in retreat. He remained on the offensive, moving once more with little knowledge of what Lee had in store for him. He ordered his staff to stop fretting about the rebel commander. "Some of you always seem to think he is suddenly going to turn a double somersault and land in your rear and on both of your flanks at the same time," he lectured his officers. "Go back to your command and try to think what we are going to do ourselves instead of what Lee is going to do." Putting himself closer to Richmond, Grant marched his army 12 miles southeast for nearly 2 more weeks of heavy fighting with Lee, some of it hand-to-hand, at the crossroads hamlet of Spotsylvania Courthouse. It resulted in another 30,000 casualties for both sides.